sweet, man. You know, it was a tough game, you know, tough fought game. We had a lot of guys that hung in there. Guys did exactly what they were supposed to do, and we came away with the game.
When it's 34-22, they got the lead, and, you know, 5 minutes left on the clock. What are you thinking? I mean, obviously, you guys played through it, but.
I mean, you know, at that point, we have a great quarterback that could make plays like that, you know, and he's the best. If you ask me, he's the best in the business at, you know, when our back's against the wall and need a score. You know, he's never let me down, and, you know, I believe in him. I believe in our offense. I believe in our coaches, and they got it done.
When did you find out Ahmad wasn't going to play or get started?
Ahmad didn't play. He didn't start? Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it, to be honest with you, man.
Can you talk about the significance of this, though, the losing streak, first place, and how bad you guys really needed to win, basically?
You know, of course, we had a four-game losing streak, and that actually, you know, was a terrible month for us. And, you know, after a four-game losing streak and still being in it, you know, to take the lead in the division, you know, that's a special thing. So, you know, we're a good football team, and, you know, and we got a long stretch, you know, down the line, and we got some good teams, and it's not over for us. We're going to have to play ball. You know, it's not going to, you know, no one's going to lay down for us. You know, we got to play ball.
Talk about how sweet this is as a team. How sweet is it personally to be able to get out there and carry the load like you did in the running game?
I felt great. You know, the line came off. You know, Eli got us in plays that we were supposed to be in. And, you know, they moved people. And when someone made contact to me, I tried to move them. So, I mean, that's basically what the game was about.
First carry where you hurdled the guy, bounced it outside. You seem to get a lot of yards bouncing it outside like that.
Well, you know, I've never done something like that. That was my first time ever doing something like that. So I didn't know whether he was going to hit me low or what. But whatever he done, I tried to jump as high as I can to clear him no matter what he did. So, you know, I actually surprised myself.
If you had to sum up, Brandon, what this win says about this team, how would you do it?
Say that again?
If you had to sum up what this win signifies about this team, how would you sum it up?
Well, you know, it's a hard-nosed team, you know, a hard-hat team, and, you know, we play hard-hat games. You know, this is what we do. You know, we put ourselves in this position to be down like this, and we got enough character in our locker room and our coaching staff to clean it up.
Brandon, I think you guys lifted up Coach Coughlin after the New England win. What was it like in there after this one?
It was the intensity in that was really high. But given the game I just had, you know, tough sledding it was, I didn't try to lift him up at all.
One more question for Brandon.
Does the confidence of this team swell as a result of what happened last week, where you came into it feeling a little bit better, and now with a demonstrated ability to win?
Well, you know, last week games, you know, we had a good, you know, Green Bay was a good football team, but we had no doubt that we could put points on those guys, you know. And that gave us, you know, a lot of confidence to know that we could play with anybody. And that's what we did. You know, it gave us momentum coming into this one, you know, knowing it was going to be a dogfight with a good Dallas team in their house, you know, on the stage like we played them on. And, you know, we got it done.
Thank you.